This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest on northern Syria, where Turkey had launched an invasion about a week ago. Well, things are improving, according to the NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, talking to reporters as a NATO meeting begins in Brussels.
I'm encouraged by the fact that over the last days we have seen a significant reduction in violence, in fighting.
That Turkish invasion happening after President Trump agrees to pull U.S. troops out of the region. Pentagon Chief Mark Esper is also at that NATO meeting, and he blames Turkey.
Turkey put us all in a very terrible situation. I mean, I think the incursion was unwarranted.
The late Maryland Democratic Representative Elijah Cummings is being honored at this hour at the U.S. Capitol, where he's been lying in state, a ceremony getting underway featuring remarks from prominent lawmakers. And this is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Around 30 Republican House members storming a closed-door hearing yesterday on Capitol Hill regarding the impeachment inquiry of President Trump. Many Democrats later called it a Republican stunt. But Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell says the GOP members may have created a security breach as many brought their cell phones with them.
They not only brought in their unauthorized bodies, they may have brought in the Russians and the Chinese with electronics into a secured space.
Officials say a wildfire burning in Northern California is growing bigger by the minute. The Kincade Fire in northeastern Sonoma County reported just last evening, but it has since blown up to an estimated 10,000 acres, being fueled by winds blowing between 50 and 70 miles an hour at times. Mandatory evacuations are underway. And wasting no time in kicking off Christmas-only programming, Lifetime Network will air only Christmas and holiday-themed movies starting tomorrow, round the clock. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Facebook founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg was on Capitol Hill yesterday answering questions at a hearing about the social media platform's plans for cryptocurrency called Libra. Zuckerberg saying they won't move forward with it without federal approval. Here's more on his appearance on Capitol Hill from USA Radio's Wendy King.
During the hearing before the House Financial Services Committee, Zuckerberg tried to ease concerns that Facebook would attempt to skirt U.S. regulations to launch the cryptocurrency. Previously, U.S. regulators, including Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, expressed concern that Libra could present issues related to privacy, money laundering, consumer protection, and financial stability. Lawmakers questioned Zuckerberg about litigation involving Facebook's purported violations of the Fair Housing Act, how the company plans to protect users' financial and personal information, and how the company plans to handle diversity and inclusion among its employees.
I'm Wendy King.
And whistleblower Edward Snowden says he can assure those who think otherwise that aliens have not contacted Earth and chemtrails aren't real. The former NSA contractor who leaked information about massive government surveillance programs said he had access to some of the nation's most closely guarded secrets and found nothing to back up such conspiracy theories. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Bill Martinez here. We've got lots to talk about. Stay tuned.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Nobody said it was going to be easy, right? But it does require all hands on deck if we're going to get this country back on track. And at the very foundation of this is the pursuit of truth, no matter where it leads. And I'm not talking about the modernistic viewpoint of truth. I mean, this is what's gotten us in trouble. We've unhinged ourselves from those true anchoring points. And we're in chaos, and we continue to cast aside the rule of law, and we wonder what's going on. I mean, case in point, look what's happening in D.C. And this is all being brought to you on behalf of the people's money. I mean, this is coming out of our pockets, ladies and gentlemen. We're paying for this insanity. I hope you're having fun and being entertained, maybe at least. Maybe there might be some redemption in all this. David Shistokas is with us. He's a constitutional lawyer who recently wrote Constitutional Soundbites, the consolidated version of the Constitution. It's translated into modern language, making it easier for young people to understand. I guess to varying degrees, David, we're all young and we all need to understand the basis of our Constitution because it is running amok here right now.
Oh, it's clearly running amok, Bill. There's no question about it that these guys are abusing the constitutional process and to the detriment of America in many, many respects. In terms of what's going on a couple of things, you know, I was with the vice president and a few other folks yesterday up in Wisconsin, and he was talking about the United States Mexico Canadian agreement and how it's just simply sitting on Speaker Pelosi's desk, not being called for a vote, simply because the Speaker apparently does not want to show any kind of cooperation with the President, in which case it's quite clear that what's going on is putting politics over the good of the country.
Exactly. Well, she doesn't want to give the President a win, quote-unquote, but how about a win for the American people? So the same people that gave you the midterm election, that gave you the gavel. And this is how you demonstrate your leadership is by resisting and coming up with, one dramatic act after another. I mean, this is all drama that's happening, and we're not being about the people's business here, David.
Oh, that's quite clear, Bill. And, you know, one of the things that the Vice President had to say yesterday that was extraordinarily interesting is to an element of the USMCA was the fact that there was an inclusion or provision in there that related to when either Canadians or the Mexicans were to make some kind of trade deal with the Chinese, it was going to give the United States heads up and a privilege to comment and perhaps even be in a situation to block it. Mm-hmm. Under the current NAFTA situation, China has, in fact, been utilizing NAFTA to undermine the markets here because they've been shipping things to Mexico that have counted as North American products,
right,
when they've only been Chinese products.
Mm-hmm.
And the revelation of that particular provision indicates that, of course, the president has an overall global strategy when he's putting together these trade agreements that are in to the benefit of the American people.
Exactly. Well, he's undermined at every turn, I mean, with all this stuff. And then, of course, we heard yesterday our favorite governor, Governor Newsom out of California, he's trying to do a direct sidebar deal with Canada.
Yes, that's obviously, that is clearly unconstitutional. It's prohibited by the Constitution for a state to make an individual deal with a foreign country.
I mean, they already think like they're the United States of California anyway, but I guess now they might as well just start taking actions and act unilaterally where there's no basis, even in their own state constitution. I mean, one thing, it was Texas. You might have an argument, but here in California, there's no basis whatsoever. You're just clearly violating, you know, the federal government.
Well, from time to time, you know, there's debates on the meanings of certain kinds of things in the Constitution. There are a few things that are, in fact, what we would call black letter constitutional law, and the prohibition against states making separate deals with foreign nations without the approval of the United States Congress is black letter constitutional law.
Right.
And so any agreement that the Californians may decide to make with the Canadians is void from its beginning. So they do all kinds of things that are just clearly outside the realm of the division of powers between the states and the federal government.
Well, this is the same people that gave you open borders that has allowed illegal immigrants to go in and shoot their citizens, kill their citizens. And there was hardly any justice whatsoever for Kate Steinle, as we know. And they've absolutely destroyed, because of their policies, they've destroyed a beautiful city, San Francisco. They're destroying Los Angeles. You go there. I was just there. And, you know, there's poop on the street. There's human feces on the street. Hypodermic needles in innumerable numbers. And when I saw all this coming, this was probably about 4 months ago, I mentioned, David, I said, oh, my goodness. I mean, this is a perfect storm for a plague of epic proportions, because you've got rats running wild, you've got fleas, you've got congestion, you've got homelessness going on. I mean, it is a mess, and I've got four kids there in Southern California, and ask me if I'm not burning novena candles and praying, for their safety because of these illogical and very reckless policies brought to you by Gavin Newsom and the unilateral Democratic Party that's controlling the state of California.
That brings up a separate point altogether that has to do with the undermining of elections.
Mm-hmm.
People are yelling Russian and yelling Ukraine and et cetera, when the real problem turns out to be the absentee ballots and the mail-in ballots and the
ballot harvesting.
Ballot harvesting problems, when you have four congressmen that win on election day and 2 weeks later are apparent losers after that. We can only really hope that the work of Judicial Watch there to have Los Angeles County purge 1.5 million inappropriate registrations off the rolls. I know.
Tom Fitton says that's only the tip of the iceberg. I mean, they're suggesting it could be as high as 3 million, illegal voters on the polls, and that's not to mention what they're able to derive from the ballot harvesting. As you know, how that works, and we've talked about it on our show with our audience, and they're somewhat aware here, David, that California under Jerry Brown made it an automatic. When you got a driver's license, you were automatically registered. Well, and oh yeah, by the way, we're going to allow illegal immigrants to have access to a driver's license. So as a result of them getting a driver's license, guess what they get? They get a ballot.
They get a ballot.
Yeah.
They get a ballot. No, it's quite clear, Bill, that when folks run a state like California, when they run a state like where I'm at, Illinois, and they do things that are clearly would not have the support of a majority of the people, that these folks don't care about elections. And that's what's really, really dangerous. Elections do not matter to them. And that is really, really dangerous.
Exactly. So, yeah, because it's always, it's dynamic in their perspective. If they don't like the results, they'll find a way to change it or resist like crazy. We got more from David Shatokas after this. Stay with us.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Are you prepared for the upcoming season? Get immune support you can really count on. Quantum Nutrition Labs has three key players for optimal immune support on special. One-of-a-kind, all-natural, vegan vitamin D3 and K2. Garlic Complex with its high, concentrated amounts of allicin. And all-natural, plant-sourced vitamin C. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
No pain you will. owes you.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, no impossible with you, and, you know, I pray it's a great day for you, really, and, you know, sometimes, you know, the idea comes across that as we put our best foot forward every day, if for some reason, whatever, that it would be our last day, that it would be our best day. You know what I'm saying? Why not? Why not let it be? David Shtukas continues with this constitutional lawyer who recently wrote Constitutional Soundbites. It's a consolidated version of the Constitution. This is something, you know, is the absolute basis and foundation to, I believe, the second American Revolution that's taking place right now. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war. We're in a war for the values and principles that our founding fathers laid out for us brilliantly in the U.S. Constitution. And if we take ourselves away from that document and don't understand its foundation, everything gets blurry. You have a leader in the House of Representatives making the rules as she goes. We have chaos. We've got, you know, David, we have Republicans storming the Citadel, the Star Chamber, you know, and causing all kinds of drama. I mean, this is the thing that happens, is that drama begets drama. And we really, it detracts from really dealing with the issue. And the issue from day one, even as the president was walking down Pennsylvania Avenue to present his inauguration address, the signs were up. Impeach him. Impeach him. We've got, you know, elected officials in our government that wanted to impeach the MF-er, as she said. I mean, this is unconscionable. It's uncivil. It's disrespectful. It is shameful for what they have done to the people who, you know, amounted to 63 million votes saying, look, he's our guy. Let's give him a shot. The rest of the traditional political class, the elites, have devastated our country, put us $23 trillion in debt and counting. Why not look at a businessman and an outsider who can come in and give us a different perspective? And look what's happened. He's turned things around with, in a sense, one of his hands tied behind his back because of all the resistance, economically, GDP, our borders, the rule of law, all these things potentially still in dynamic tension that are still developing. But we can see the good that it's doing and the good that it can do even more so if we hold to the rule of law and these constitutional principles.
Oh, no, you're absolutely correct. And you mentioned the rule of law, Bill. One of the main definitions or principles has to do with the rule of law, of course, is that, in fact, there is pre-existing law, that people are on notice on what that pre-existing law and procedure is. That procedure is followed. And then there's a disinterested third party that rules on somebody, the situation regarding the pre-existing law. When you talk about Speaker Pelosi and Adam Schiff making up the rules as they go along, that is contrary to the very principles and the foundational aspect of what we call the rule of law. You don't do that. You don't take away somebody's life, liberty, or property without having rules in place ahead of time. Yeah. And in all the other impeachment procedures in the history of the country, whether it's been the eight federal judges that have been removed, whether it's been the prosecution of Andrew Johnson, whether it's been the prosecution of Bill Clinton, and even the inquiry run against Richard Nixon, the rules have been in place in advance of the inquiry, of the participation, so that, in fact, everybody knows the rules. And also, those rules have always included some basic principles that are found in the Constitution that's given to basically anybody that's accused of wrongdoing, and that has to do with the right of confrontation, to be able to confront the witnesses against you, be able to cross-examine them, be able to be represented by counsel. Now, all these basic principles have been incorporated into all previous impeachment proceedings.
Exactly.
And so there is every element of the rule of law that these folks have taken away. Now, this is, strangely enough, this is in tension
with certain constitutional provisions that do two things, one of which is give the House the sole power of impeachment. The second one is gives the House the ability to promulgate its own rules by which it operates. But even though those things are in tension, all impeachment proceedings have recognized the principles upon which the American government is founded and the principles upon which American citizens rely when they go for a traffic ticket.
Exactly. Yeah, there has to be some fairness to it all. I like what Robert Torricelli had to say the other day, David, on Fox. This is the former New Jersey senator. He said that, you know, what's at issue here is the stability of our nation. I mean, this is what the rule of law gives us. It gives us stability. The reason that we're in chaos right now is because we're unstable. We're the exact opposite. We have abandoned the rule of law. We're making laws as they go. They're politically driven. They're not constitutionally driven. And this is the mess that we have. And this is being brought. I have to put it at the footsteps of Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats. Yes, there are other, you know, adversarial influences and powers operating in the dark bureaucracy chambers of our country. No doubt about it. But Nancy Pelosi, as the leader of the House, has the responsibility and the authority to make sure the rule of law is followed and that stability rules. We are unstable right now because of that. What do you say?
I say one of the major principles that was put forth in the Declaration of Independence has indicated for the first time in all of human history, it turned on its ear the idea or the common wisdom that some people were meant to rule over others. And this group of people seem to think that they know better than the rest of us. And they believe that they have the ability to rule over others. And the reason that we've survived so long is we've adhered to the principles you found in the Declaration of Independence. And unfortunately, we don't study that at all, Bill. Nobody
Yes.
knows what the Declaration is at all. The Constitution is a wonderful document, but you know what? It's the execution of the inspiration of the Declaration of Independence.
Mm-hmm.
And when we give that up, we give up everything and become essentially a third world country.
See, the people have forgotten, or they've never learned and understood what we, the people, represents, David. I mean, this is the authority structure. We, the people, turns the traditional org, you know, pyramid org chart that we've all seen with the elite at the top and everybody else down at the bottom. It turned that org chart upside down to where we, the people, are in a position of power. But if we don't know what that means and how to exercise that authority position, we have the America that we have today.
There's no question. I believe that there's been a concerted effort to remove these things from the education of our society.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons that they don't teach the Declaration of Independence is, of course, it's a revolutionary document that essentially says what the government should not do, and if the government does this, the people have the right of revolution.
Mm-hmm.
And so government schools are not going to teach
Yes.
the principles of the Declaration of Independence, is creating an independent citizenry that are willing to take responsibility for their own self-government, because we have been taught otherwise, or we have just not been taught at all.
And please understand, the government schools have taken over for decades. Since the turn of the last century, they have continued to progress and put a stranglehold on the educational system that we have today. Is it any wonder that a majority of these kids graduating from college today believe in socialism over capitalism?
No, it's because they don't know the difference. They've not been told.
They've been duly indoctrinated, no doubt about it. David, how can the people be in touch with you? We got to have you back. I look forward to having you back soon. Go ahead.
You can follow me on Twitter at Shestokas, S-H-E-S-T-O-K-A-S. I have my Facebook group. Dave, you're focused on the Constitution.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest on northern Syria, where Turkey had launched an invasion about a week ago. Well, things are improving, according to the NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, talking to reporters as a NATO meeting begins in Brussels.
I'm encouraged by the fact that over the last days we have seen a significant reduction in violence, in fighting.
That Turkish invasion happening after President Trump agrees to pull U.S. troops out of the region. Pentagon Chief Mark Esper is also at that NATO meeting, and he blames Turkey.
Turkey put us all in a very terrible situation. I mean, I think the incursion was unwarranted.
The late Maryland Democratic Representative Elijah Cummings is being honored at this hour at the U.S. Capitol, where he's been lying in state. A ceremony getting underway featuring remarks from prominent lawmakers. And this is USA Radio News.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through October 31st. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months payment and certified pre-owned warranty.
Know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez Live.
This is your time, your soul.
Comeback, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, hey, if it's up to any one of us, go be that comeback that you need, that your family needs, the country needs. Hey, look, go for it. Why not? I mean, why waste our time after all is said and done? I want to be able to look back and say, look, we made a difference. We left it, as Danny Gokey would say, that we left it better than we found it, right? I mean, that's the way we were raised. At least in our household, my dad always said, hey, you want to leave things better than the way you found it. I'll let you think about that. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, you want to comment? Let me know your thoughts, your ideas. Absolutely love to hear from you. Good, bad, indifferent. Get involved, okay? It's okay to talk here. We believe in freedom. We're like Shaquille O'Neal. Shaquille O'Neal believes in freedom of speech. I mean, he's not kowtowing to the Chinese. You know, kind of amazing that, you know, we need somebody like Shaquille. But I've always maintained there's going to be a voice. There's going to be something breaking through, and why not somebody who's 7 foot two? I mean, who's going to argue with Shaquille? And, you know, even Charles had to go, well, maybe you got a point here. Well, yeah, you got a point. I mean, either we believe in freedom of speech or we don't. But understand that with all the ideals that our Constitution gives us and ideals based on these ideas, there is civility. And we have to consider the consequences of our free speech and who will it affect. And more to the point, you'll understand more so with our next guest, Mary Bodden, who's back with us. She herself has created, an organization to help families and young children appreciate that there's a way to have fun in dance and expression of your God-given talents, and do it in a way that's honoring to yourself and to your family and to other kids. But our culture, as you know, we're unhinged. I mean, we've become hypersexualized. And it doesn't matter on this hypersexualization. It doesn't matter to some if it affects the kids. Are you kidding me? Mary Bodden, welcome back. It's good to be talking to you again. How are you?
I'm just fine. How are you, friend?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I was excited to reconnect with you. It's been a number of months. I think it was NRB the last time that you and I sat down and talked. And that might have even been 2 years ago, because I think it was in Nashville when we talked, right?
No, it was in Anaheim.
Oh, it was in Anaheim. Okay, yeah, all right.
That's
okay.
All right. You've got lots of people to remember, lots of times to talk with people.
Well,
I can't imagine trying to keep details like that in your
I did remember that I was very impressed with your heart and what you're doing in standing in the gap, but also being a shield for, young people, the way they're being abused, our daughters and our sons, the way they're being abused by this culture through the media, whether it's in dance, music, movies, television. I mean, it is so irresponsible, and few people are speaking out on this. But I believe that what you have designed is a bit of an anecdote to this runaway, hypersexualized culture that our kids are being indoctrinated by.
You're exactly right. And the media has had an incredible influence on adults and children. And we've been accepting the mass media and what they're sending to us through TV, movies, magazines, and we're being saturated with inappropriate messages about sex, and those inappropriate messages are normalizing things that just aren't normal.
We say that. We say it's inappropriate, and they kind of poo-poo us, and they go, oh, well, you're just a fuddy-duddy or whatever. But, my question to them is, what is your point in unrestraint? You just want to see things according to your own eyes. You want to justify having sex with a minor. You want to, or any other, object of your affection. And we know that they've run the gamut here. It's rather sick. But of course, I probably get in trouble by even making that statement that it is sick. But at some point, don't we have to call it for what it is?
Yeah, and I think as adults, we are designed, we're wired to protect children. And I really think most people would be on the side of protecting children, but we blurred the lines between adulthood and childhood. And we're stripping our kids of their childhood by having that blurring motion where all of a sudden we're making children into mini adults.
Mm-hmm.
What I try to do is to expose people to data, to research. Certainly, this research is not created by me. It's by experts who know how to research, what the field is, what the information is, what the outcomes are. And I share the data with people. My website is free. All my materials are free. And with researched data, then when someone says, oh, you're just an old fuddy-duddy, you can say, no, the research shows this.
Mm-hmm.
Can I share with you, Bill, what the APA says about the criteria to sexualize and hypersexualize a child?
Yeah, please do that.
They found through their research that a child is valued only for their sexual appeal or behavior. They found that in their definition, a child's physical attractiveness is equated with being sexy. They found that someone is hypersexualized when they're treated as a sexual object. or when sexuality is inappropriately imposed on him or her. So that criteria really speaks to what's happening in our culture.
Mm-hmm.
And the research outcomes, just to give your listeners some input on this, these are just a few of them. Eating disorders, a higher risk of porn use, poor academics, promiscuity. This promotes objectification. It promotes a rape culture, teen pregnancy, inability to identify sexual abuse. There's confusion there, and cognitive development.
Of course.
Brain research shows that when we stimulate children with adult material, adult costumes, choreography, and music, it stops their brains from developing in appropriate ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I should share, too, I have a BA in dance. I love dance.
Mm-hmm.
I have a master's as well. So I am a pro dance girl,
mm-hmm.
but I want the dance to be healthy dance. I don't want it to be harmful dance.
Exactly. Well, you know, Mary, what you just cited, in the old days when we were growing up, you and I, we just said this was common sense, you know, but today,
yeah.
but today,
it really is.
I mean, but today, see, we need research. I mean, all of a sudden you need all this backing because you have these, these elites coming out with this new language and this new culture that they want to infuse into our culture, that has been based on values and truth and honor. You know, set that aside. I mean, that's not important anymore. What's more important are their own emotions and their own feelings, and we won't take into account the consequences of the shift that they've had an influence on. And we're down the road on this. We see the empirical evidence. I mean, common sense would tell us, hey, look, if you get up on top of the roof and you jump off and defy the law of gravity, you're going to find out very shortly that it's very painful. And for some reason, you've got these elites that want everybody on top of the roof again to prove a fact that gravity still is valid. And we're defying nature's laws and God's laws, and at the expense of our children. I this is absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, you know, it really is. And I think what's happened is with the advent of the Internet, everybody has been so impacted by the media messages that we're getting that we have accepted what they're saying. And, it, you know, we don't even know who, quote, they are.
Right.
But we have just normalized what they're telling us. And I think we're wired to reflect and say, you know, I don't think this is a good thing.
Exactly.
And,
we've got to go to break. We've got more from Mary Bodden after this. Stay with us. It's 18 before the top of the hour.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. You can get a shot at your closest VA center on your next visit for free. But what if you don't have a visit planned in the near future? Don't have a visit planned? Here's an alternative. Here's your veterans tip of the day. The Veterans Administration and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots more accessible and free to veterans. They have made it very easy for you to get this protection. Protecting yourself is a good idea. Getting a flu shot at the VA or consider going to a local Walgreens, both are free. Just go to your local Walgreens, no appointment necessary, show your ID card, and get your flu shot for free. Protecting yourself, get a flu shot. Last year, over 80,000 people in America died from the flu. The life you save just might be your own. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area as your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect, makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do
do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Erin Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Along with common sense, ladies and gentlemen, you know, there's nothing wrong with it. It has served us well, as Mary Bogdan was pointing out. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous, you know, to think that we've got to spend all this money on research just to discover we had the facts in front of us all the time. And there is this indelible, infinite imprint that's on our hearts. You know, some might want to call it a conscience. Some might want to call it a God imprint. Whatever it is that North Star that tells us when things are off. When we are doing harm to our children and we do things that are like, you know, chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction or those nails going across it, just screeching, you know, oh my, what are we doing here? And we've been doing this for quite a while. And we have to stop, Mary Bogdan. Somehow we've got to get control of this insanity and, you know, bring it, you know, have it reconciled to the truth so that we stop damaging our children.
I agree. And I think one of the solutions is what we're doing, which is name the problem.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, adults in the culture have accepted and normalize hypersexualization for children without looking at the outcomes, which you just mentioned a little bit ago. And, you know, we need to reflect, think that through, and say no. And I appreciate, because I was listening to your show a little earlier, you know, you do so respectfully. These shouting matches we're having nationally tend to be counterproductive.
Mm-hmm.
And so the educational outcomes of dance awareness, no child exploited, mm-hmm. And that's the website people should go to get these free research materials, danceawareness.com. Has four educational outcomes that I'd love to share with your viewers. Is
yes,
that okay?
Please. Yeah, please, go.
Well, we exist, Dance Awareness, No Child Exploited. We exist to protect children from hypersexualization and adult costumes, choreography, and music. And we also exist to protect the art of dance. We exist to create free, research-based materials to give adults informed choices about the differences between healthy or harmful dance. We exist to engage in respectful conversations about hypersexualization without shaming or demonizing adults or dance studios so that they have a path for reflection and changed perspectives. And last but certainly not least, we exist to communicate the hypersexualization of children in dance and its connection to the public health issue of pornography with bipartisan agreement.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So that's kind of, you know, the focus of where we come from. I'm happy to speak to anybody, talk with anybody about this issue. As I said before, but I'll repeat, all the materials on danceawareness.com are free.
Mm-hmm. Well, the fact of the matter is, to hear you speak here, Mary, I see clearly how dance, which is a natural instinct. You watch little kids when they grow up, especially little girls. I love it. I was blessed with one daughter, and when she came into my life and watching her, I can still see her twirl. I mean, it was like as soon as she could walk and she was on 2 feet, she was dancing. She was twirling. There's just something natural and innate about children. And sadly, let me finish the thought here and then take it away here. But sadly, Mary, that's been hijacked. It's been stolen from our children because then it becomes hypersexualized, as you state. And here's something so innocent and natural, and you have forces that come in and say, no, we're going to deviate it. Think about that. We're going to deviate a natural childlike expression for their, you know, perverted
right.
aims.
Well, of course, the key is to choose a healthy dance studio, because just as the research shows that hypersexualization is bad for healthy dance when it's mm-hmm. presented appropriately with dance educators, the research shows children in increasing creativity, problem solving, risk taking, high order thinking, communication, social awareness, emotional maturity, and improved self-esteem. And I am the poster child for that.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what happened in my life. As I took age-appropriate dance with people that really work beautifully with kids. So those options are available nationally. It's just you have to check it out.
How universal, Mary? How universal is that? Were these options? I mean, you say they're available nationally, but I mean, you know, what does the universe look like? I mean, 50%? 10%?
You know, I really don't have a clear statistics on that, but I know in each town where children are taking dance, and the increase in dance enrollment is up 58%.
Wow.
That's one of the reasons I'm speaking out. There are studios that are healthy and age appropriate with dance educators who actually really, really know what they're doing, and they love kids.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, this media saturation has influenced sometimes unaware people to teach dance and to incorporate hypersexualization in it, because our culture just has accepted that.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, the teachers accept that. Therefore, they put it on the children, and children depend on adults to make good choices for
exactly.
them. So we have a big mess going on.
Yeah, and the obvious response, if you find by accident that you have entered your child into a hypersexualized studio, is to grab your darling child by the hand and walk them out and go find yourself an age-appropriate, a child-honoring studio for your child, right?
Yeah, and can I just mention, there's a free ebook, and the ebook's only 15 pages, but there are four little parts to it. The first one is the new trend in children's dance. The second part of it is how to choose a healthy dance studio. The third part is how to avoid a harmful dance studio. And the fourth part is if you really like a dance studio and you feel like the instructors or the owners are unaware of this issue, it's how to approach them respectfully with research.
Exactly. Wow, that's great. And again, Mary, how can our audience be in touch with you? You know, you're the director of Soul to Soul Choreography, and that Soul to Soul is S-O-U-L to S-O-L-E Choreography.
Right.
There is a nice little word work on that, which is appropriate. But how can they be in touch and find out more information about what you do? And if they want you to come and speak to their organization, as you are a speaker for the National Center on Sexual Exploitation.
Actually, there's a platform page on my bigger website of Soul to Soul Choreography called Dance Awareness, the acronym for DANCE, D-A-N-C-E. And that's an easier way for people to get to me on this issue. So it's just Dance Awareness, spelled just like you hear the words.com. And that's, you know, filled with information and free resources. We have a 4-minute trailer that has been shared on Facebook. I had 166,000 hits on an article I did for Counterculture Mom in January of this year. But there's the free ebook. There's some free downloadable PowerPoints. I'm very excited to let you know that I took a filmmaker with me to the National Center on Sexual Exploitation National Conference in June. We interviewed many, many experts who can articulate the problem. They're research experts, people in the field, and we're just about at the end of the time that we're going to release a new resource with these interviews, cuts of these interviews from people way beyond myself. So, again, I'm trying to stress that this is not my opinion, although, of course, I agree. But these are national experts who have been in the field, done the research, and they are articulating what you hear me articulate.
Exactly. And so much of this, again, I remind everybody, is common sense. You know if it's not right. And, yes, you've got research. There's empirical evidence that God bless the people who have worked hard to give us the backing on this. But look, there is nothing wrong with going along with your instincts and your hold of common sense. I mean, we need to exercise that.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Because either we're going to be part of the solution or part of the problem.
You're right.
And that's really what it comes down to, right? Go ahead.
Well, poet and cultural critic Allen Ginsberg said, whoever controls the media, the images, controls the culture. And I'm afraid that's what's happened. The media is controlling what we're accepting for our kids instead of us saying, we're the adults. Mm-hmm. We're in charge of protecting kids. This is not going to happen anymore.
Well, and look at the fruit. Look at the fruit of the poison tree that they've planted for us.
Yeah,
I mean, we've got sex trafficking, we've got pornography.
Oh, I know. It's all
gender. We have gender confusion. All this that is going on, and guess what? This is affecting our children, the next generation, and the leaders of this great American country.
You know, I know we're coming to the end of our time, but I should just let your viewers know, you know, in 1998, there were 3,000 reports of child sexual abuse imagery out there, and in 2018, there were 18.4 million. So something has happened to this culture.
No doubt. Well, in part, as you mentioned earlier, it's the anonymity of the Internet.
That's right.
Has exacerbated the problem all the more. This is why common sense needs to be reclaimed and critical thinking. And
absolutely.
It's going to require some courage by moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas. Mary Bodden, the director of Soul to Soul Choreography. Mary, thank you so much for being with us. Always an honor. Take care.
All righty.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
What if you could...